Glory, glory, glory to God. Tonight, Minister Lucy Davis is going to share with us the word. We ask you to come on and let's just give her a hand as she come and give praise to God, because we know we have a word from God. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I am excited about the word of God. Somebody ought to shout. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't know this till yesterday, but that's okay. The word is in my heart. Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. I'm excited about the word of God. I give honor to God, to our leaders, to each of you. It's just a blessing, and it's always an honor to be able to stand here. I don't take it lightly. I bless God for who he is, for who he is in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our leaders, I'm grateful for their faithfulness. Hallelujah. Their commitment to the word of God. It speaks volume to who they are. Glory to God. It's saying something. I'm grateful. I am grateful. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. God, we thank you for the power that's in your word. Father, you tell us to come boldly to the throne of grace. For at the throne of grace, we can find grace and mercy to help us in time of trouble. God, we thank you for your presence tonight. God, and we thank you that your word will not return void. That our ears are ready to hear and our hearts are ready to receive. We thank you, God, for your sweet communion of your Holy Spirit that do lead and guide us into all truth. Your word is the absolute truth. You are perfect in all your ways. God, we thank you for the word that going forth tonight. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Like I say, I won't be before you long, but I do have a word from the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. And now I'm just talking about a simple word. Trusting in the power of God's word. Trusting in the power of God's word. God wants us to know that we can trust him. He wants us to know that we can trust him. For he is an all-wise, all-seeing, and all-knowing God. We can trust him. He is a God who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to that power that worketh in us. Trusting in that word, faith in the word of God, caused that power to manifest itself on our behalf. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can trust God. And God wants us to get that on the inside. You know, we can make our mouth say many things. But when we get it on the inside, hallelujah, glory to God, we can trust God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms number 9, verse 10. And it says, "And they who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken them who seek you." And they who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken them who seek you. We know his name. Glory to God. We do know his name. In this psalm, David was praising God for victory over his enemies. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They who know your name, we know his name. We can put our trust in him, and he will not forsake us. And that's who we want our trust in. We want our trust in someone we can count on. glory to God, men has got, just got so slight with their words dealing with folks. They make their mouth say anything. You about just got to check behind it. But God, we know his name. When we can put our trust in him, somebody shout hallelujah. We can make our request. He tell us to acknowledge him in all our ways and he will direct our paths. He will in no circumstances forsake us who know his name. We know his name. In his power, in his name. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's power in his name. It's power in his name. For we are preserved. Turn Psalms 37 and 28. Psalms number 37 and 28. And it says, for the Lord loved judgment or his word, and forsake not his saints. For we are preserved forever. Glory to God. Now that's worth shouting about. We are his saint, his righteous one. We are preserved forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord loved judgment or his word, and forsake not his saint. He will not forsake us. For we are preserved forever. We can trust the power of his word. And God wants us to know we can trust him. We can rely on him. For he is a big God. Somebody shout. He is a big God. Somebody shout. He is not a God that he should lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent. If God's word says it, it's just like money in the bank. If I got money in the bank, I can go to the bank and get money out. If it's in the word. If it's in the word. Glory to God. If it's in the word. Glory to God. You can bank on it. You can bank on it. He's not a God that he should lie. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jeremiah 17. Let's just hang out right here. Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. It said, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man who rely on, who believe in, who trust in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He is our hope. He is our only hope. Blessed is the man who trusts, who rely on, who believe in, whose hope is in the Lord. He is our hope. In this day and time, he is our only hope. We can trust him. We can trust him. Verse 8 says, for he is like a tree planted by the water. This man who trusts in God is like a tree planted by the waters that spread out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat comes. This man is like a tree planted by the water that spread out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat come. But her leaf shall be green and shall not carefully and shall not be carefully in the year of drought. Neither shall cease this man now from yielding fruit. Glory to God. Somebody shout. Glory to God. Those of us who trust in God, those of us who believe in the power of his word, no matter what come our way, no matter what come our way, no matter what the devil is saying, no matter how much noise he's making, and he's making noise, that's his job, as a roaring lion. He's making a lot of noise. When we trust God, in other words, when this man who trusts in God, we are not worried when the heat comes. In other words, when trouble comes, glory to God, somebody shout.
Hallelujah.
When trouble comes, we're going to stand our ground. We're going to stand our ground. A strong faith. A strong faith. Reverend John, I see that in y'all. A strong faith. A faith that thing head on. A strong faith. We're going to stand our ground. We ain't going to worry about the heat. A man that trusts in God, who roots go deep down by the river, when the heat come, he ain't worried about it. He ain't worried about that stuff burning up. When the drought come, he ain't worried about that stuff drowning his crop out. When trouble come, glory to God, somebody ought to shout.
Hallelujah.
A strong faith. A strong faith will face that thing head on. When the drought come, we're going to stand our ground. When it doesn't rain week after week after week, we're going to stand our ground. In the midst of the adversity, we're going to stand our ground. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to stand our ground. We are not going to be full of anxiety and fear. Fear will cause our body to hurt. I've dealt with it time and time after again. I've dealt with it. It will cause your body to ache. Trusting in God's word will push fear away. Will cause fear to disappear. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This man who trusts in God, he's going to stand his ground. We are going to keep yielding our fruit. Trust in him. We're going to stand our ground. We're going to walk in his love, his joy, and his peace. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Power in God's word. Trusting in the power that's in his word. Psalms 13 and 5. Psalms number 13 and 5. We can trust in his steadfast love and rejoice in his salvation. God wants us to know we can trust him. He has so richly provided us with everything we need to walk this Christian life. It's in the word. He has provided for us. We got to trust in him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Psalms number 71. Lord, it's in you we put our trust. You are hope, you are only hope. Let our mouth be filled with your praise and your glory all day. He deserved glory. He deserved honor. And he deserved praise for who he is. We can trust in the power of God's word. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is a powerful God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is a powerful God. Psalms number 19 and verse 1. Power in the word of God. The heaven declares the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. The skies. The stars, it speaks volume to who God is. In other words, they saying something. They saying something. Day after day, night after night, display his knowledge and power. They saying something. His mighty work speak volume to who he is. To his sovereignty. To his unlimited power. To his splendor, to his majesty. We serve an awesome God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a God who deserves honor, glory, and praise. There is no reason for us not to trust and believe in the power of God's word. And that he is who he says he is. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is a God we can pour out all of our complaints before him and give him all our troubles. Somebody shout. is a God we can pour out all our complaints before him and give him all our trouble. All. He's not like man. Man's power is limited. His power is unlimited. Somebody shout hallelujah. Power in the word of God. Power in the word of God. Hebrews 4 and 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 tell us his word is quick. Glory to God. It's quick and powerful. It's quick. You'll never know which way God is coming. The word is quick and powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It's alive. It's alive. It's full of energy. It's powerful. It energizes. It's effective. It analyzes and discerns the intents of the heart. Power in the word of God. It has the power to produce. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It has the power to produce. It has the power to cause something to happen. Glory to God. It has the power to bring forth. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to give life, glory to God, to whatever we need it for. Power in the word of God. I'm telling you, when we get this down on the inside, glory to God. Glory to God. God is faithful. We can trust in the power of his word. Great is his faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. He is faithful. He is faithful. Psalms number 146 and verse 2. While I live, while we live, while we live, while we still have breath in our body, we should bless the Lord and give him thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will sing praises to his name. He deserves glory, honor, and praise. I will bless him for who he is and what he has done. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. His anointing, his word, the power that in his word is able to heal. Somebody shout.
Hallelujah.
It's able to deliver and set free. It heals sick bodies. Glory to God. It raised Lazarus from the dead. It fed a multitude. Glory to God. Glory to God. Power in the word of God. For he is not a God. He is not a God. He is not a God who is not near. He's near us. He is not a foe. Glory to God. He is a God who is near us. He is not a God who is afar that cannot be touched by our infirmity. He feels us. He feels us. He knows our every thought. He can feel our pain. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He feels us. He's saying, I am the Lord of all flesh. Glory to God. I am the Lord of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Glory to God. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? We can trust in the power of God's word. Thank God for his word. He tells us to bless him. To bless him and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all our iniquity and who heal all our disease. Don't forget what God has so richly provided for you and me. David said in one Psalms, for his word is sweet like honey. Honey is sweet. It's so sweet. I like it, but I really don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just so sweet. It's sweet. David said, God's word is sweet like honey. And you know, honey is good for you. Honey's good for you. My little girl, Tiana, had a real bad cough one night, and I run out of cough medicine. I mean, she just coughing every breath. So I go in the kitchen looking for something, trying to find something. I didn't really want to give her nobody else's medicine. I had some, but I didn't want to do that. The Spirit said, give her some honey. Give her some honey. I gave her a spoon of honey. She went and laid back down, and just in no time, honey, good for the body. Just in a little no time, the cough had ceased. David said, the word of God is sweet like honey in the honeycomb. Somebody ought to shout. And it's good for our body. It's good for us to trust in the word of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. We should be glad to praise him for who he is and what he has done. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalms number 34, I will bless him. I will bless him at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Romans chapter 4, talks about Abraham was fully persuaded that God was able to do what he said he would do. He did not stagger in unbelief. He believed in the word of God. He did not let difficulty. He did not let trouble. He did not let circumstances deter him from what he believed. He was strong in the faith. He was strong in what he believed. We can be the same way. We can be the same way. We can face that thing head on. We can trust in the power of God's word. Joshua 1 and 9 tell us to be strong. To be strong and courageous. In other words, he tells us, just keep going forward. Do not be frightened. Don't be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He never leave us or forsake us. When we know this from the inside, he never leave us or forsake us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't be wearied in well-doing. For you shall reap if you faint not. Keep going forward. Keep trusting in the word of God. Satan make a lot of noise, but you keep trusting the word of God. He will make noise. Like I say, that's his job. John 10:10. But the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Psalms number 84:11. For the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord give us grace and glory. Somebody shout. Hallelujah. No good thing he will withhold from those of us who walk upright. We are the righteousness of God. We do walk upright. For those of us who will seek him and trust him, he give us grace, honor, and favor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We can trust in the power of God. We can trust in the power of God. We can trust in his word. Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives strength to his people. We are his people. And he blessed us with peace. God gives strength to us. And he blessed us with his peace. We are adequate in God's strength. We are sufficient only in God's strength. We are not. We can't do it in ourselves. We are adequate in his strength. In other words, his strength, his word is enough. It's enough to get the job done. Glory to God. Glory to God. David said in Psalms 146:8, the Lord opened the eyes of the blind. Remember blind Bartimaeus? The Lord raised them who are bowed down. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? The Lord loved the righteous. He loves us. The Lord loved the righteous. We are righteous. Yes. Glory to God. The Lord loved the righteous. We are his righteous one. God loves us and he wants us to trust him with our whole heart. With our whole heart. God, whatever come up, I'm going to trust you. Whatever it may be, God, I'm going to trust you. No matter what it looked like, I'm going to trust you. And sometimes it can look rough. It can look real rough sometimes. But God, I'm going to trust you. He tells us to be strong in him and the power of his might. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be strong in him and in the power of his might. And that's all I have. I thought I had another page, but I don't. Okay, Miss John. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Well, praise God. Do you trust even more the power of the Word of God? Amen. Amen. She took us right to the Word, that we can get a hold of that Word and we can trust God and his power no matter what's going on. To whom else would you turn anyway? Where else would you turn if you didn't turn to God? Amen? She read across the scripture that helped shape and change my life many, many years ago. Psalm 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And that's the King James Version. And I was in a very confused state at that time. But the Lord brought me out. His word, the power of his word. Amen. Thank you, Lucy, for that powerful word. Thank you, Father, for giving us that word to share. Now, let's don't just take it and, oh, Lucy preached good tonight, well tonight. No, we are going to talk about this power of God to those with whom we come in contact. Amen. And we're going to go about winning souls, and there's power for you to be saved. Amen. Amen. We're ready to receive our offering tonight. If you have a need of an envelope, raise your hand and the ushers will come forward and we will receive the offering. When you give it, don't just put it in the bucket. Way many years ago, James Payne said, say, I receive. And I still say, I receive. And start naming your harvest. Amen. Start naming your harvest. And then you have to attend to that harvest. We had put out some tomatoes and tomatoes and bell peppers and whatever, and they didn't get attended to, and they died. So you just put it in the bucket and you don't get anything back. You have to attend to that harvest with the word of God. Amen. So let's just go ahead and to sow your seed and thank God for having a seed to sow. Amen. Increase be upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. You can go ahead and stand. And as we receive the offering and pray and be dismissed, we thank God that, you know, the thunders are rolling and whatever, but we are all safe. Amen. Oh, all that's been going on. Just think about how God has kept us because we know the power of the word. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for this opportunity to come together tonight. And we thank you for those who have sown into this offering. And we thank you that there's a harvest coming and you bless the giver to receive a harvest in the name of the Lord Jesus. But we don't want to go without extending the invitation. Is there anyone here who needs prayer or who needs to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? If you're watching my live stream and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want you to receive him now because now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. So whatever you believe in your heart, you confess that with your mouth and you are saved. So let's just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he was born of the Virgin Mary, lived on the earth, died, and rose again, and he now sits at the right hand of God. I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all of my sins. I thank you now. I'm born again. I'm your child in Jesus' name. Shout hallelujah, everyone. And so if you prayed that prayer, you can contact us here at bovcfc.org or connect at bovcfc, and we will get some information to you. Don't try to go this journey alone. We're here to help you to walk this Christian walk. But the main thing is that you know if you were to die now or you die 20 years from now or 100, that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you spend eternity with him. Amen. And we thank all of you for coming out.